Welcome back at WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are absolutely in the middle of football season. All of you know, for 28 years, I've gone to the Super Bowl. We get so many great guests on, certainly talking about league issues. This is a defending champion, and we don't say that much about the Eagles guys or the A&M guys. Bobby Taylor joins us back, talking about all things kids and flag football and the undefeated Eagles and a little Lamar Jackson. We said, hey, man, Bobby, what's going on, man?
I'm good, Nestor. How about yourself? Good to see you.
Are you in Philly these days? Are you back Texas? Where do you make home these days?
Yeah, so I'm right outside of Houston, Texas. I normally get back to Philly a couple of times a year, especially during the season.
Well, you got this thing going on. We'll get on to the field and the Eagles' success and how my Ravens are doing with Lamar and all that. But you fell in with kids and fell in with Gen Youth and have been doing this. Every time you come on, you're talking about it. But this is the most important time of the year. You got some time-sensitive information for the people out there that play flag, and so many people love it and play it.
Absolutely. So this is the second year. Gen Youth, along with NFL Flag, they're doing their Flag in Schools Coach of the Year. And we're looking to honor those who equip, empower, and engage our youth to be active, right? I mean, I can remember coaches, whether it's a PE coach or a youth football coach, that was very inspirational in my life growing up. And we want to honor those individuals. So if you are available or next to a computer, go to flag.genyouthnow.org. Submissions are open until October 21st. We'll be announcing a winner in November. And so, I mean, make it hard on us and send in as many submissions as possible. You know, the PE teacher, the youth football coach, it can be a youth basketball coach, volleyball coach. It doesn't have to be a man. It can be a woman as well. We just want to honor someone. We want to love on them. We know how engaging and special they are to the youth in our community. And a lot of times those individuals spend more time with, you know, parents, children during the day than they do. And so our Flag in Schools Coach of the Year, presented by Gen Youth and NFL Flag.
Well, listen, a lot of people out there remember my dad, right? My dad's been gone almost 30 years now. It'll be 30 years this year, right? So my dad was a Little League coach and a mentor and an umpire and, like, did all of that stuff. So I got a real soft spot for people in a community to do this. And as you've mentioned, and maybe you want to give some love, you say second parent. There's no doubt about that, man. The coach is next in line, and a lot of kids these days grow up without parents. But the coach is a centerpiece of every community in whatever sport it is, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we all know how important just physical activity is. And so these individuals, whether that's a male, whether that's a female, they are the ones that are at the forefront, on the front lines as far as helping our kids stay healthy, making sure that they are active. And so, I mean, I think I have a lot of individuals that are, fortunately, they're still alive today that, you know, played a special part in my journey growing up with all of the things that I was involved in. I was active all the time. I played three sports, so I was always around a coach.
Three sports? You are a fossil. Ain't no such thing anymore, is it?
I know, right? All of the specialization going on. We need more kids to play more sports.
You know what, man? When I was a kid, and I'm a little bit older than you, but I'm holding on to it. We used to go down to the field and play tackle, you know, like no gear, stupid, lucky that we didn't break necks and nothing crazy happened in my neighborhood. Flag football, you know, sort of a different sort of concept, kind of came along a little after my day was over with. But let's talk about kids playing ball safely and having the fun, especially with Thanksgiving and whatnot, just throwing a football around and having the fun of it without the danger.
Absolutely. I mean, flag is, I mean, exploding, and folks would not know how long it's been around. I was fortunate enough this summer, I was able to take my family where we went to Birmingham, Alabama, where the World Games took place, and flag football was a part of the World Games for the first time. So you
said barbecue was too, if you're in Birmingham.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely put on a couple of pounds while I was there. And there were teams from the U.S. representing the U.S., male and female, and there were teams from all outside the country as well. And just to see those athletes, the way that they displayed some of their athleticism. I mean, I was blown away. I mean, I was sitting out there. I mean, we left the game and my middle son, whose name is Alexander, he was like, "Dad, I want to do that like one day. Like, I want to come back here and play in the world games." That's just how impressive it was. I volunteered my time to go out there. And I'm just an advocate because I feel like it provides so many opportunities, male and female. I actually, even though our USA team, the men, they wanted to go, but the ladies, they ended up getting a silver medal and Mexico won. I enjoyed watching the women play as opposed to the men. Those athletes out there were just so impressive, so impressive.
Slinging it and bringing it. Bobby Taylor is here, legendary Eagle. We only let the Eagles on that are good guys here. We got to let you, Baldinger, a couple of the other guys we let hang around here, but not all of them, especially when the Eagles are off to this kind of start, undefeated as we speak. Maybe you hear this in the backside of the Lamar and the Cincinnati Bengals game on Sunday. But the one thing about the NFL, man, I've been doing this for 26 years now since we've had a team here. You came in here for that crazy tie back in the day, 25 years ago, Memorial Stadium was still running around. But the league starts and we get a month into this. This week, the drama is, coach didn't kick a field goal here. We lose the game. Marcus Peters is going crazy. Last week, the drama was pay Lamar. Lamar's the man. Every week is its own little soap opera. And I know in Philadelphia, it's exactly that way. But nobody's complaining in Philly right now. Perfect is perfect out of the gate.
Well, first of all, congrats to your 25 or 26 years, you said, as far as covering the league. Congrats on that. That's no small.
He finally threw me out, but it's okay, Bobby. We'll get back in.
Yeah, keep doing what you're doing. But yeah, right now it's a good time. It's a good time in Philly right now. I'm definitely pleasantly surprised. I like the way that this team is playing offensively. I love what they're doing defensively, special teams as well. I mean, it's just a well-balanced team. I'm a big Jalen Hurts fan. He's also from the state of Texas. So I'm a big Jalen Hurts fan. I'm glad that he's had the opportunity to get out there and make this team his own. Howie Roseman, the GM there in Philly, he did a great job of bringing in talent for the past couple of drafts. You look at what we did in free agency this offseason, bringing in A.J. Brown. I mean, everything is good right now. We're undefeated, and I'm looking forward to those guys going on the road this week to Arizona, and hopefully we can be 5-0.
Well, I would think that, you don't have many days where you want to make a comeback. And certainly if Lamar was on the other side, you're happy that you're on the other side of a 40 at this point and watching this. You didn't have those kind of quarterbacks deal with back in the Bobby Taylor era, right?
Oh, absolutely not. And it's tough. I mean, I have people ask me all the time, like, hey, compare going against, let's say, a Troy Aikman, in which he's obviously a Hall of Famer, 3-time Super Bowl champ, going against a guy like Lamar. And so I would want to go against Troy because, he was going to be back there within that pocket. He didn't have the threat of running the ball. And so when you have to have when there's an offensive player that really has a legitimate two-way goal that could pass with the best of them, and also, run the ball, that puts you, especially as a defensive back, because you're trying to decide, like, hey, should I stay on my guy? Should I retreat and come up? Like, what should I do? And he puts a lot of pressure on teams.
Well, he's throwing the ball better than he ever has. He's sitting in the pocket now, doing things differently than we've ever seen it done. And more than that, you were a player fighting for a contract. You had an agent on your shoulder. You played in the league long enough that you got a second and a third dose to be able to go in there and get. At the time, sounded like a lot of money to you back in the day. Now it sounds like backup money, right? But with Lamar turning down all this money, going out into the marketplace, the way he plays the game without a contract right now, starts to feel like the pressure's on the Ravens instead of the pressure being on him at this point.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I wish they would have already signed him, especially with the involvement and the percentage of what he needs to do from an offensive, player standpoint within the league. Because you think about his usage compared. Uh-oh, I'm got to stop.
Usage.
His usage compared to other offensive players around the league. And he is in harm's way all the time. And luckily, sometimes opposing teams aren't able to get good shots on him. But I just sit back and I'm like, man, please stay healthy. Please stay healthy. Because we saw what happened last year when he wasn't able to be out there on the field. This team isn't a good team. And so I hope he gets his money. I'm praying that he gets his money. And I think the leadership there in Baltimore, I think they'll make it happen. I mean, I know it's tough. And it probably has presented some challenges that he's representing himself. But, hey, guys are taking their business a lot more serious maybe than what guys did in the past. And I commend him for that. And so I hope that's not the barrier as far as maybe the Ravens not getting this thing done. But he's definitely putting a lot of pressure on those guys to say, hey, I'm improving as a passer. I can definitely run whatever offense you want to put me in, and I could possibly potentially be a win the MVP again as well. So, you know, I'm a big Lamar fan, and I'm also a big John Harbaugh fan. I mean, we worked together when I was there in Philadelphia.
Give me some Harbaugh secrets now. Come on, I almost forgot about that. Harbaugh McDermott thing last? I mean, the Andy Reid tree is enormous for the league, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you talk about the Bill Walsh tree. You talk about the Mike Holmgren tree, the Mike Shanahan tree. I mean, Andy Reid has his own tree as well. I know that he's still coaching, and a lot of times, you know, maybe folks will maybe talk about that a little bit more after he's retired. But there are so many head coaches when you think about that were up under his umbrella. And that's the great thing that I like about Andy, right? You knew the coaches that we had working with us were going to one day probably be running their own organizations. And he wasn't afraid of that. He didn't have yes men around him. And Harbs, I love him. I mean, he's been he's played a big part of my life. I mean, a lot of times starters don't want to play on special teams, but the way Harbs was, I mean, we play special teams with open arms, myself, Troy Vincent, Brian Dawkins, Al Harris, without question. I mean, if he wanted us to go, you know, run down as gunner to try to stop the gunner on punt return, we welcomed that with open arms. So I'm a big Harbaugh fan.
Blowing him up at the vet he was back in the day. Bobby Taylor joining us here. On behalf of Gen Youth and NFL Flag in School, the Coach of Year Award, I want to send everybody out to flag.genyouthnow.org. I'll be putting this up at BaltimorePositive.com for all of that stuff. Hey, man, I would say good luck to the Eagles. I mean, y'all won. I got no hate left in me. I mean, you get after the Cowboys and the Commanders or whatever they're called. We don't like them around here at all. So I've become a little more neutral on the Eagles, and, you know, we're all in it together at this point. And we got a little piece of Philadelphia down here with Harbaugh anyway. Take care of yourself down there in Houston. You guys can put that thing back together at some point down there as well. Maybe I'll be sneaking in there for that Springsteen show in February. All right.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good one.
Bobby Taylor joining us here, NFL legend, all pro cornerback on behalf of NFL Flag in School Coach of the Year Award. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive. A little Lamar and Harbs in there as well.